this year's kind of special. We're celebrating 70 years of being in the Ellis County community.
The United Way of Ellis County Golf Tournament is right around the corner. Hayes Post reporter Christina Janney gets all the details from Executive Director Erica Burgess on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We have our annual golf tournament coming up soon. It's Friday, June 16th. It's at the Smoky Hill Country Club. We've changed a little bit. Usually we've always had it Oktoberfest weekend, and that was just a really busy weekend as something in the summer opened up, so we grabbed hold of it. But this is kind of one of our major fundraisers for the year, and we're just hoping people will sign up. There's still lots of time to sign up, but sign up quick. You can do that by going to our website, liveunited.us/golf. Sign up your team. We also have business sponsorships still available. So if you'd like to sponsor a hole or sponsor lunch, those are still available as well.
Is it a scramble or, you know, how many people on a team? Mm-hmm. What's the cost per team?
Yeah, it's a 4-person team and it's $500 per team. Golf carts are, reservations are available and those are included into the price as well. Lunch is provided. There's going to be some different hole games that they can participate in, and we'll have some raffles going on as well.
Okay, great. And this is all a prelude to the campaign starting in August.
Yes, yes. August is going to come quickly. We're kind of in preparation for it, but this year's kind of special. We're celebrating 70 years of being in the Ellis County community. So kind of special, hoping to have some special things planned during the fall. But right now it's a lot of that planning that goes on in the summertime before that kicks off in the end of August.
So when will you announce your fundraising goal? Will that be in August at the kickoff?
Yes, okay. Yes. More than likely, it'll probably be the same. I think we were raising $370 last year. So that's a good number with the 70 in there. Hopefully we can hit that this year.
Okay. And we were going to talk about a couple of your partner agencies this morning. One of those is Options.
For the past couple of months, we had a Leadership 310 class work with different agencies throughout their semester. And for the first three, they had first call for help. Then they raised some funds for American Red Cross. They held a blood drive and then raised funds for Salvation Army and purchased some different items for them. Well, for April, they chose Options because that was Sexual Assault Awareness Month. So they chose Options. They held a raffle and raised some funds for Options. So they did a great job of just providing a little bit more support for that agency.
And of course, that agency provides services and advocacy for victims of sexual assault, sexual violence, and domestic violence.
Yes, yes. And we help provide funding for their safe shelter, which is a very important part of their program there. They provide shelter to women and children and families who are trying to escape an abusive relationship.
Okay. And Hayes Senior Center, also another partner agency with United Way?
Yes. Hayes Senior Center, they do a wonderful job. They have their meal site. We help provide funding for that. But they have more than just provide meals. They provide different kind of programs every month. I know when I went and visited them the other day, they had some medical personnel there just kind of talking to the attendees just about different health-related issues. But then they also always have different card games that they offer, just more of a socialization. That's important for, you know, senior citizens to not only have that healthy meal, but just continue that socialization that they need.
So any seniors who are out there who are curious, the Senior Center is located just on the other side of the Rose Garden,
right,
off of, on old Highway 40.
Yes.
But yeah, I've been out there many times talking to some of the seniors out there, and they've always got something going on. If you want to go out and hang out with some friends, it's a great place to be.
Yeah, they're a fun group of people. I always love going out there and just talking with them. And you don't have to be a senior citizen to go out there. You can go out there and enjoy lunch with them and chat with them. It's open to anybody.
Yeah. Also, First Call for Help has a new director.
Yeah. There's been a lot of changes for our agencies, and that's always happening. But they have a new director, Macy Pfeiffer, met her. So she'll be great, and she has two great support personnel there that have been there for a while. So she'll do well. Koss is another one who will be having a new director. So lots of changes. That's always happens. And with our partner agencies, we're always there to help support them through that transition.
Yes, and there will be a story coming up this week on Macy Pfeiffer, mm-hmm. the new First Call for Help director, and you can see that on thehayespost.com this week. Mm-hmm. They are also getting ready to do some food drives to help put some more food in their pantry. Mm-hmm. They have a small food pantry there. And businesses in the area will be able to participate in that. Yep. And also people in the community can bring food in and help replenish their stocks for their food pantry.
That's always an important part for them. Also, just another thing to mention, they have their backpack for kids coming up. Even though school's just out, you know, you have to think ahead to the next school year. So if you want to help with school supplies, they'd be more than happy to take those as well.
We will have some information on the post also on how to register, because they are taking applications now for people who think they will need, families who will need backpacks for their kids full of supplies. Mm-hmm. Also, they have their transitional housing program, First Step, back there mm-hmm. for First Call for Help. And anybody who's a female and who is struggling with housing can apply for that program to have temporary housing there at the First Call building on 13th Street. And they have some really great programs, some educational programs to help people get to where they can have stable housing in the future. Yeah. They can save some money, get deposits for new apartments, learn some budgeting skills, mm-hmm. and just be better off financially.
That financial part is so important, because you can help them for that short term, but they need to learn how to help themselves for that long term, and that's an important part of that program.
And talking to Laura Allen, who helps direct that program, you don't have to be on the street or living in your car to be a part of that program. Mm-hmm. If you are over staying with someone, a friend or a family member, and you don't have your own address, or you think that you may be evicted, you can go ahead and apply for this program so that you know that you have some housing security. Yeah. You don't have to wait until you're on the street to apply.
Yeah, that's an important part, because you never want them to get to that point where they're homeless. So if you can help them before that happens, you know, that's better all the way around.
Right. So as we get ready for the campaign, people can donate all year round to the United Way.
Of course.
And people sometimes don't realize that they think about only donating to United Way during the campaign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But any money that they would donate right now, you know, during the golf tournament or just go online and donate goes to helping the United Way mission. Tell us a little bit how to support United Way and its partner agencies.
Sure. I mean, at the end of our last campaign, the next donations we come in always go to the new one that we have coming up. So anybody can donate anytime. They can donate online at liveunited.us and click on the donate button. We have different options there. You can give a one-time gift. You can always sign up for a monthly gift if that's a little easier for you. We have our roundup option as well, which is a really nice program. You can link your credit or debit card, and every time you make a purchase, it'll round up that purchase to the nearest dollar, and then that money is donated to the United Way. And you can set a limit of how much you want to give each month. You can always visit us at our office. We're at 1200 Main Street, Suite 102 in the Chestnut Street building. Come visit us. You can drop off a donation. And of course, if you are a golfer, get that golf team registered. We really want to have a successful tournament. This is, like I said, this is one of our major fundraisers for the year. And all the proceeds that we make go towards our campaign total.
And did you also accept Venmo or something like that?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we have Venmo available. You can pay through PayPal also. You can come in with a credit card into our office and pay that way. There's a lot of different options for you.
So no excuses not to donate to the United Way.
How
many partner agencies do you have right now?
We have 13 this year. Yep. And so I can list them all if I can try. But they range from early intervention services that DSNWK provides, so infant age, up to like the Hayes Senior Center like we talked about. So every age level. A few of the other ones, I mentioned American Red Cross. We have Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Catholic Charities, CASA of the High Plains, Cancer Council of Ellis County, Cerebral Palsy Research Foundation. We have DSNWK, First Call for Help, like I said, Hayes Senior Center, Options, PACT, which is Parents and Children's Together, WKCAC, and WKACD. Hopefully I did not miss one. I didn't count.
But. And the last one, that is
Salvation Army.
Yeah, is mm-hmm. a disability support, the W...
It's the Western Kansas Associations on the Concerns of the Disabled.
Right.
It's a mouthful, so
yeah.
Sometimes it's easier to go by the acronym, but they offer travel vouchers. So if someone's looking for a job or has a new job, but they need that extra help to get to that job, they offer gas vouchers for that. So it's a great program. And it's more than just for the disabled. But that's the program that we help provide, but they offer a lot of other services as well.